This is the NFL Play Football Podcast, and I'm Jeff Fisher of High School Football America. Heading to South Alabama, Gulf Shores, it's right on the water. It's a beautiful place. And on High School Football America earlier this week, we had a chance to talk with the head coach there, Mark Hudspeth, and he said, you know, we've put together a pretty darn good staff here. And that's one of the reasons we were able to win a 5A championship in Alabama last year. And he said, you know, you got to talk to Brian Van Gorder. And I said, okay, I know who Brian is. And he said, yep, can you believe it that the former defensive coordinator for the Falcons is my defensive coordinator at the high school level? I said, I can because I read it, and I don't think it's fake news. So anyway, Coach Van Gorder is on the line right now to talk about the move from the NFL. He had a great resume at the college ranks, and he's now at Gulf Shores. Coach, thanks for taking the time with me today.
Great to be with you, Jeff.
It's probably people are kind of, you know, rubbing through their ears here going, did I hear that right? He was the defensive coordinator to the Falcons, and he's now the defensive coordinator in Southern Alabama. And the first question is obviously this: what brought you from the NFL through the college ranks back into where you started the game back in the early 80s as a coach at the high school level?
Yeah, well, I had a couple interesting couple interesting job changes in my journey, and then opportunities, and I decided to leave the NFL to go to Auburn, which professionally didn't turn out to be one of the best decisions, but I sure enjoyed Auburn. And then I got myself back in the NFL with Rex Ryan and the New York Jets, and then Brian Kelly, after 1 year, called me to come to Notre Dame. So those were a little bit different in the timing and how things were going for me, because things were really good in Atlanta. But I always knew that eventually I would retire near water, and that I would try to help a local high school. And that's just the way things have turned out, Jeff.
Well, you picked a darn pretty place to go, first off, and you've certainly had a lot of success there. I know you were there in the first year with HUD, and then I think you set a record, right? I think that was the defense allowed the fewest points ever, and you know, you took a year in between. You went to Florida, and last year you win a state championship. So tell me about the difference maybe between building a high school defensive unit versus the other levels that you've been at, whether it's college or pro. Are there similarities, and what are the biggest differences, I guess?
Well, I think that it would be obvious to say that, you know, the older kids in college and certainly pros, they can take in information in a much more organized way, and intellectually they grow in the game. So having said that, I think that the setup that we have here at Gulf Shores, relative to, we have a football class every morning, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And then you think about that during spring football and fall ball, we have them in the morning, and then we have practice in the afternoon. So they're getting similar times to what a college kid would have in football. So HUD's just got a kind of a college program set up here that allows, you know, with coaching and with players that are motivated, you can really speed the process up. And it was really amazing to me last year, the inventory that our kids were able to take in through the season. It was pretty impressive, and something that I didn't see that happening. And it just happened to be a group that just took information, learned, and executed large inventory every week.
Yeah, did it very, very well. A 5A championship for Gulf Shores in Alabama last year. And Coach, one of the things HUD and I talked about last week on our interview was the fact that the profession, the coaching profession in Alabama at the high school ranks, is very, very well respected. And the state itself as a whole is doing a lot to make sure that guys that are coaching there. Now, you know, I mean, obviously you're the anomaly, right? You're the guy that's been up at the high level and down here. But I'm just saying, for the guys just starting out, guys that have been 5 year guys, 10 year guys, lifers, whatever it may be, have you been able, since you moved there, to get a sense of the way Alabama treats the coaching profession at the high school ranks, and what would your take be on it?
Yeah, I think they obviously for serious coaches, there's a lot of serious programs in the state, and the standards and expectations expected by superintendent and principals is, it's the stakes are high at a lot of places, and I think that's forced. I think that's forced Alabama football just to get better and better. And you're right. Some of the things that I saw last year from offense was pretty darn impressive. So there's some good coaching going on down here, which means there's good development. And I would venture to say, since I was at Auburn in 2012 to 2024 here, that the football just keeps improving and getting better. And you see more and more Division I kids coming out of Alabama.
Yeah, it's in my estimation, since I've moved back to the Southeast, I've been very, very impressed with what's going on between Alabama and Georgia in the coaching profession. And the talent's always been there, no doubt about it. I mean, maybe per capita, the numbers are a little bit smaller, but I think pound for pound, both states are doing a great job. Ryan Van Gorder on the line here on NFL Play Football on the podcast was the DC at with the Falcons from 08 to 2011. And I said you started in the high school ranks back in the I guess it was the 80s back then, and I always like asking this question because kids are kids, right? I said to Hud the other day, I think I used the term, we're all knuckleheads when we're teenagers, but yeah. Is there a way to kind of analyze how the kids were when you were a kid playing the game versus started coaching to here in 2024? What's the biggest difference? Do you have to coach a little bit differently, or is it still defensive football is defensive football?
Well, certainly it's a lot different than when I was growing up and playing football, from the coach to player relationship, and really the dominant position of the coach was pretty hard for the kids of today to even imagine. It was it was like that. And then you're right, I started out in the 80s coaching in Florida, and really I was lucky enough to understand organization and repetition but my enthusiasm really got me through all of that. And as I grew into the profession, and then certainly in the NFL, the knowledge that you gain through the NFL, if you really want to, is amazing. And so it's the intellectual part now that's so much different than when I started coaching in the 80s or when I was a player. What these kids are being taught schematically and such, I think, is way ahead. The approach, not a lot different for me, but a little different, with the kids today. But generally speaking, if they, motivation in my mind has always been, whatever you're teaching, if the kid can do it and have success, then he becomes motivated. And so I still think that's true today. And the time that they put into it and they begin to have success in what you're teaching, you can speed the process up. The player gets motivated, and if the coach is good and knows what he's doing and such, but you still can hold the standards high. And that's what I do with these kids. I keep the standards way up there on them, very honest with them and upfront. I tell them just like it is, just like I did my pro players. Sometimes that's not easy. And I think a lot of the kids, they flock to, the people around them that are telling them all the good things they want to hear. And sometimes it's my job to tell them something that they don't like hearing, but they certainly have to find a way to trust it.
I like the word C, coach, which is also the first letter in the word critique. We all need a good critique now and then, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Ryan Van Gorder on the line. Yeah, really, myself included. Gulf Shores won a 5A championship in Alabama last year. A couple more before I let you go here, coach. Back in the day, like I said, we're somewhere in the same age there. We didn't have the Twitters and the Instagrams or X or whatever the heck it is. We didn't have all this social media type of stuff. So, sometimes you just kind of stumbled upon who's who and what somebody did in the past. How many of your kids have Googled you and say, wait a second, coach, tell us some stories here. The NFL, these college programs you've been at. You got a lot of that going on there?
Well, I wouldn't say a lot. You know, kids do that at times here and there, but you know, they just see me as older now. You know, that was kind of back in the day, and they're more interested in what it is on this day and what I can provide for them. But yeah, I don't hear as much of that, but our kids here, they're aware of it, and HUD, you know, he does a good job with all the coaches in terms of allowing the kids to know their background and who's coaching them. And so, but anyway, get a lot of respect based on it. But yeah, not a lot of conversation.
It's still good though when somebody Googles you, something comes up positive about you, no doubt about that. as we go away, Coach, I'd love to get your take, and this is kind of a broad question for especially the players that are listening to this podcast now on NFL Play Football, which is, you and HUD have the advantage of having coached at the next level, where I understand you've got some kids, you know, ready to go there, right? You've got some good talent there in Gulf Shores. I'm just curious about, you know, how, and again, we know the landscape is changing with NIL, et cetera, et cetera. But the question I wanted, and I want the answer to, is what are some of the things that you tell your kids, whether they're a Power 5 guy or a guy that's going to play D2, D3, NAIA, whatever it may be, to get them to do the right things at the high school level so they can get to that college level? Do you have a couple of nuggets for them?
Oh boy, we are constantly, you know, talking about that. And I think one of the areas that I'm always talking about is their intellectual development and preparation. So, you know, when they're in my meetings, for instance, I want their playbook, I want their notebook, I want them writing notes. We check their notes. But how they learn at this level is a major, major part. And I constantly am reflecting to them that they're going to be sitting in hour and a half meetings, watching film, taking notes, and they're going to have to be on their game. Obviously, this is high school. College, it's a little more businesslike. And but learning how to conduct yourself like a, and I do use the word pro, in your approach and in your preparation, I think is an easy conversation for them as they go into college ball, because the intensity of all that at every level you step up to, it's, you know, it's a little bit different. So getting them prepared relative to how to handle themselves for really, again, developing their football intellect. These kids are young, and I reflect to them all the time that I found, even in the NFL, I'd get a rookie, and that rookie, he might be a really good player, and you would see that watching the game at times, but, man, they really struggled in the game. There were a lot of mistakes that the average person watching the game may not ever see. By the time they were 25 and in their third year, They were really at their best. They were young. They were a pro now. They knew how to handle themselves in their preparation and such. And so I tell these kids all the time, you're 16, 17 years old. If I told you you're going to be the best you can be, if you work your butt off, you're going to be the best you can be at 25. We're talking about eight, nine more years of this development. So let's learn how to do it right now. And maybe we can speed the process up.
Man, lots of knowledge in that statement there. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time with us today on NFL Play Football. But more importantly, thank you for all you've given back to the game. I guess you could have retired there on the water as you were searching for the water on that, and not had to put a whistle around your neck. You know, I don't know, fish with Coach. You know, I don't know if you and HUD both fish together or not. But anyway, thank you for taking the time and giving back to the game.
All right, Fish. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate those kind comments very much. Thank you.
And that's the NFL Play Football Podcast. Coaches, don't forget to check out playfootball.nfl.com for some great resources to help you improve in the coaching profession. I'm Jeff Fisher of High School Football America, and you've been listening to the NFL Play Football Podcast.